to
peace.
To
hey everybody, welcome to episode 122 of To Be Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
Tim.
Ray.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To your own show.
To your show.
Hi everyone.
Hi everyone.
Not gonna lie. We're gonna have an okay show this week.
An okay show?
I like to be honest. You know, I don't want to set expectations too high. So I'm like, you know.
So you've already looked into the future.
Future Ray contacted me and let me know about this.
But see, that's an opportunity to make it better than it was going to be.
And Tim's going to make it all the much better with Tim with the news.
Heck yeah. Ray, fight for the future. What is that a tagline for? Some movie.
Every movie ever made. I don't know.
Every space movie ever? Okay, the news. Here we go. First off, Super Mario Galaxy 2. We have a little bit more information about this that's giving us a taste of how it will be different than the original. I don't know if you saw...
Now, is this going to be spoilery? I mean, I don't know how many people like to have their...
power-ups spoilers?
Perhaps. I mean, maybe it would have made the penguin joke run over a lot better with people.
Listen, if... If you don't want to be spoiled on things in life, then don't listen to the podcast, because
what?
A Black Doom Award could spoil, oh man, you mean if I buy the Punch-Out kit, then I'm going to get a pair of shorts that has cancer?
Hey!
Spoiler alert!
I was looking forward to that. Way to go.
So anyway, if you don't want to, just skip ahead a minute if you don't want to hear about some
Don't say that. We don't know how long it's going to last. That's what I hate about podcasts. We're like, just skip ahead, like, I don't know, a minute. They're like... You don't know when it's going to end.
And then you skip ahead a minute, you're like, this is the coolest part of it. Right?
For the next, 3 minutes, just yelling the same thing over and over, waiting to spoil them when they get back. Like, wait for it. Wait. Boom!
Just
going to
be silent for 10 seconds. And then we go. Well, the multiplayer of Super Mario Galaxy 2 will allow you to be a Luma. I'm not going to go further than that. That's kind of
nice.
Cool. There's a cloud power-up. The hat is cool. The little scarf thing is a little much for me. I know there's a boulder power-up, too.
Finally Sonic makes his return to the Mario games, then?
Yes, exactly.
I want to see the boulder make the spin dash sound. You know?
My only concern is that they're going to make it very, very specific area where you can use this.
That was,
The screenshot I've seen with the boulder is, there's a bunch of bad guys lined up like bowling pins. I'm like, come on. That's the only place I'm going to be able to use this. I already know.
I think where they really messed up in Galaxy was with, the Boo power-up.
Yes.
Like, oh, cool, I get to be a Boo. And then they go through, one wall and you're done. I'm like, that was it? Really? I mean, you get to do
It would be nice to be able to store up power-ups almost like New Super Mario Brothers and just use them where you want to, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't put money down on that.
I would not either. Two more news items here, Ray. I've been practicing a lot, but my pursuit of the asteroids high score will just never happen at this point. It looks like John McAllister of Seattle has already done it.
If some of you were worried about To Be Start not doing so well, now you know why. Tim has been busy training.
This guy managed to play for 58 hours straight and beat the high score set in, 1982 by a mere 2,300 points.
I don't know what that really means, but okay.
I want to say good job, but I'm not sure I can do that.
I would like to meet the guy, and go to Burger King and chat for a while.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to spend, your life savings training? did you have people come over and just watch? You play every how do you train for that, really?
The difference is if you train like that for the Olympics and then there's millions of people watching you, do something great. I mean, he's done with this 58 hours and the three people in the arcade that said, hey man, good job. I don't know if that's worth it, but
it's like when I did a Mega Man time trial. No one cares.
Well, that was impressive.
Thank you very much. By the way, I didn't mention this, but I did beat the game without getting damaged.
Oh, you...
I did get the achievement.
You and John
the
McAllister should spend some
team
time
up.
Together.
Would be a
Well, the last piece of news is Pokemon Black and White.
Mm, yes.
Is not in Black and White.
When I read our comic, I thought it was. It kind of worried me.
Yeah, the comic really confused me because I thought everything in the comic was true.
I thought I was in Japan.
Yes. Well, there is some video footage now Not very exciting video footage.
Literally, someone holding left was yes. basically what the video
all
was.
All it shows is that it's like a 3D environment, right?
Yeah, there's like a town that he's at, like a big city block. He's revolving around it, basically. What I found interesting that was in that video, they also showed a screenshot of the battle system again. Like, it was specifically like, let's not show video
yeah.
of the battle. And so I think they got something cool planned with that. I'm very excited to find out.
I'm more skeptical. I think they aren't showing you more because what you're going to see is pretty uninspiring.
I disagree.
And it's like, well, this was a video. You just didn't see anything move because nothing happened.
No, that will take us right into comic talk, actually.
Yes, yes.
This week we had High in Contrast, our Pokemon Black and White comic. And I got to say, this is probably one of the few times in 2B Start history where Tim and I did not talk. I just started working on it right away because I didn't have my normal kind of Bible study meeting thing. So, and then eventually you sent me a script like 3 hours later, basically.
Right.
And I was already like halfway through with Ray looking at a sign and stuff. And so when you sent me the script with Tim and Ray talking about different things, let's read that script actually.
Okay. Sent mail, Ray Hargrave.
Losers and Lame People folder. Where is it? There it is. All right. Panel one.
So Black and White. Sorry, I
really
can't even
two
read my
words
own script.
In you tr- it was like a brawl match. And you start running, you just trip right over, and I just slammed you into the death zone.
Exactly, into the, you rate me into the death zone.
Yes, to bring that old classic saying back.
So, Pokemon Black and White were announced. You gonna get one? I mean, I know it's not pink.
Hey, the color had nothing to do with it. I just want to see some real progress with the series, like real character animation, or how about letting me walk diagonal?
Well, I heard there were some screenshots already. Maybe it'll show what progress has been made.
Then we take a look at the screenshot. I'm thinking diagonal walking is out. I think diagonal walking is out.
You had to say it like that, right?
Bop. Yeah. This is where I grab my hat and do a little dance with the cane off the stage.
Off the stage, right?
So regardless, since I had already started on the comic, I just kept doing my thing, and I never called you, and you never called me, and then I just put up the comic. So I have no idea what you thought.
Yeah, no, I like it. I mean, it was, well, I like your new shirt, first of all.
Thank you very much.
Very grown up of you.
Yes.
You've come a long way since your lifeguarding days.
Yes, and I've gone from saving lives to whining about video games. That's great.
You've grown up quite a bit. I'm so proud of you.
Really? Thank you, Tim. But there is some question here. Now, is that Ray or is that future Ray?
Yeah, there is some question about why would Ray be in Japan and wouldn't we know about that?
Really, future Ray can be from any different sort of time. You could always come and dress differently based on which future he's coming from.
That's true.
Keep that in mind, my friend.
Very interesting. Well, I also noticed a certain game in your hand.
And
yes. We had some very astute readers who kind of figured this out, right?
Well, for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box is no different. Dominator 101 figured it out. He says, wow, Ray, I didn't realize you liked Hannah Montana so much. I mean, you went all the way to Japan just to get her game, if you really are in Japan, that is. You know, I'm almost ashamed of myself that I figured that out. Yeah, I gotta say, Dominator 1, I don't know how you did that. I really don't.
I love the kind of teamwork going on, though, you know? Like,
yes.
Some person kind of blew it up and... like,
yeah, they were using the power of teamwork.
That's right. See if this helps, guys.
Yeah, that's the power of teamwork.
Yeah, that was great.
There's some questions here. The why is the question. Not what, but why.
Yeah, okay,
really.
Now that we know, Ray. What were you thinking?
It's like Lost. You find out the what, but not the why.
Yes.
I liken it to the Dancing with the Stars sort of joke, where I can't keep myself from putting Jigglypuff dancing with Starfy. It's like, it just has to happen because it's a funny image. So the image of a colored Ray holding a Hannah Montana game, I got to do it.
Well, and it kind of went with the achievements comic we did that one time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, my comic of the week is going to go to No Name.
Now, is it actually No Name, or is it just
it's somebody
not...
who doesn't put a name? I had to like
thank you.
Change the code, so you have to put something. He says, "Ever notice that the acronym for GameCube backwards is NCG?"
Nice.
Well. CG, I guess, is backwards, but not the end. But anyhow.
Well, that's a long time question I've had. This is a segment I've been meaning to start for a long time called Mysteries in Video Games. What's a better title for that, Tim? You're the scriptwriter.
I don't even know where we're going with this, so well, like, I'm not sure what the title should be.
Like, things about games I always want... Like, when I found out that... Mario Brothers 2 was actually a repurposing of Doki Doki Panic. Like, that's like it all makes sense now. What's a good title for that kind of a thing? Like, Unsolved Mysteries.
Like Ripley's Believe It or Not or something?
Yeah, yeah. What's a good title? We could
Ray's Believe It or Not.
No, get out. Come on. For those of you just tuning in, that was about a 30-second pause.
I don't know. I mean, Untold Tales of Video Games or something.
Wow. Come on, Tim.
It's got to have the word. I mean, you can't just say Unsolved Mysteries. I mean, that's
like it's CSI, forensic science sort of thing. How could we work that, you know?
I think this is your segment, and you live in Oregon. I think it should just be CSI Oregon.
All right. Wow.
So, this is all
and there we go.
In Oregon.
Nothing to do with video games. Good job.
Well, there's no real crimes in Oregon, right? I mean, it's just video game stuff, right?
No, we only get arrested if we are parked in our car with the engine running but no seatbelt on. That is
or when
the,
you fill up your own
there.
Gas tank.
CSI Oregon.
What is the big mystery?
Big mystery for me, GameCube was always abbreviated as GCN. What is with that?
I thought it was NGC.
No, it's GCN.
No, maybe GameCube Nintendo?
Oh, it was Nintendo GameCube, but then someone switched the letter.
Yes, I don't really remember.
I'm telling
that.
You, it's GCN because I was always like network GameCube. Like, there's no internet on this thing, really.
All right, I just Googled GCN, and it comes up with Genesis Communication Network, Government Computer News. I'm not even gonna say the next one. You can do it yourself. Officially abbreviated as GCN, and NGC would have been like Neo Geo Color.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Neo Geo Pocket Color, they had those, you know, NGPC is Neo Geo Pocket Color. So I guess they thought that...
We'll switch the words around a little bit and...
It's still kind of stupid to me, but anyhow, let's move on.
What do you deem the comic?
I say success. I like the...
Success!
The joke is simple, but I like the way you put it together.
I was able to actually update some of the artwork and do a new thing.
Yeah,
instead of just putting us on the couch and stuff. I felt good about that part.
Yeah, very cool.
But I have to say, the diagonal walking thing, because we had a lot of comments that were just going off on diagonal walking, that would break the game.
Oh, come
How
on.
Could you implement such a feature?
Well, yeah, most people are saying things like, any grid-based game shouldn't have diagonal walking. And I'm like, really? It takes twice as long to get anywhere.
And I think people are taking my thoughts about the diagonal walking a little out of context. Because, look, this series needs to be seriously updated. And that's a good indicator of how they haven't done it. Because you can't even walk diagonally still. Like, that's a little weird.
This is something Nintendo does often. Is they find a formula they like and they're very reluctant to change anything.
To a fault.
Yeah. Either, I mean, that's why we have two Toads in New Super Mario Brothers.
Oh,
you know,
good
it's
grief,
like,
yes.
Well... We can just change the color and people are going to buy it just as much as they would otherwise, you know? No one's not going to buy that game because there's two Toads.
What was wrong with Toadette, people?
I know.
Toadette. Toad and Toadette.
That would have required extra polygons for...
I don't... Yeah, the hair physics would
have... Yeah, exactly.
Plus, she always talks like a man, too. Mushroom! Well, let's do some calls, but first, let's do a little bit of Rick-a-Rick-it, a remix. With this segment, I mention a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it, and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix from Kirby 64, The Crystal Shards, called Dark Matter. And I have to warn you, it's going to get pretty wild pretty quick, so let's hear a quick sample of it. Just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of 2B Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our M4A version of the show. Well, Tim, we have had a number of calls lately.
Yes, we have.
So now it's time for audio voicemail. We We received some calls from our fans over the last few weeks, and I'd like to do just a couple of them here. Let's start off with Blaster.
Ah, Blaster Master.
Well, I'd better get this quickly, because it's international call and it's pretty expensive. The question is, what is your least hated movie-based video games? So, what's your answers?
Okay, first of all, this guy needs to calm down a little bit. It sounds like he was running to the phone to
call us. He was looking at this watch and like...
he just got done murdering someone. He's like, okay, I only have a few seconds, guys. Let me just ask this question real quick.
The police are on me, yeah.
Blaster is calling from where? Was it...
Taipei, Taiwan.
Taiwan. I mean, that's got to cost him a lot of money, so the least we could do is play his call, because I'm sure it's very expensive. What he was probably doing was looking at his debit account, just draining while he was calling. He's like, okay. But what was his question? Was it what's our least hated video game-related movie?
I believe, yes, it was your, let's just say, favorite movie-related video game.
Gotcha.
Well, I think an easy answer would be GoldenEye.
Well, that's not... that doesn't count.
I'm sorry, was GoldenEye not a film based on
James
Bond? Yeah, well,
that's like me saying, oh, The Lion King was a good movie.
Well, yeah, was Lion King the video game your favorite video game based...
Wait, are we talking about the game or the
movie?
The game.
Yes, the game.
All right.
So I think GoldenEye, it would be a lot of people's favorite.
I can't consider that my least hated. That's why I guess I was going with the movie angle. He's like, your least hated video game movie was what I was thinking. Because I'm like, yeah, because they all basically suck. Like, I can't trust any of them at this point. You know, I had a lot of fun with Aladdin on the Genesis.
Oh, I did too. That was a great game.
Great game.
Great
right there.
Platforming game. That's a good one.
And let's do one other call here. So let's just roll the tape.
Hey guys, Nintendo out here. I was wondering if I could get some feedback on a subject that, you know, most gamers don't really care about, a subject being language in games. You know, it's just one of the things that really annoys me, you know, unnecessary crap in the dialogue. You know, and the people that say it's more realistic, to them I say screwed, okay, because Uncharted 2 would have been just as cool, you know, without 20 uses of the S-word, and this Call of Duty franchise isn't any more realistic with all its junk. At least give us an option to beep it out, turn it off, something, you know. And my logic has always been this. Those that don't give a crap are still going to buy the game, language or not. But there are some, maybe a small number, but aren't going to buy the game because of that. You know, I've never read a critic say that there wasn't enough language in games. So I don't know what you guys think, but I'm curious to know my thoughts. So, you know, peace out, guys.
Well, I think the answer is clear here. Sonic needs to cuss all the time.
Heck yeah.
Like, for me, I really only enjoy swearing when it's done comedically, or in when it's done in a humorous sense, and that can be overused quite a bit, obviously, where like, oh, we'll just throw in a cuss word to help make it funnier. Like, no, if you play your cards right, you can make swearing funny.
Yeah, he's got a point, though, with, I mean, I don't know that anyone buys a game because it has a lot of cussing in it, right?
So I think it's part of the mixture, though. I think there are guys who like to hear lots of swearing, right? Clearly.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, this game's awesome. Because there's, I mean, I got to say, when I was playing, for example, No More Heroes 2, one of the first words out of Travis Touchdown's mouth, I'm like, wow, that's hilarious. Like, I can't believe I just heard him say that in a video game. Like, that's funny.
Well, what I really hate is when it's like a sound clip that has cussing in it that gets used every time you get shot or every time.
Yeah.
It's like, that gets really annoying quickly. It's one thing if it's in a cutscene where something really intense is going on, but
so yeah, I mean, might an option to turn it off or something, get it bleeped out. That
yeah,
could be funny.
I don't see why not. I mean, if you don't want it, then you have the choice. If you don't care, then just leave it alone.
Well, let's get some grave risers out of the way with Rise from Your Grave. Many 2P Start fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by continually reading our comics but never daring to leave a single comment. So when one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. From now on, we're going to do Grave Risers a little differently, everyone. We're going to pick one to read in full, and we will list off names and where they came from, maybe a little summary here and there, to help things move on a little quicker, because we know it's not the most exciting thing for those who are not one of the Grave Risers, so...
Yeah, the first few Grave Risers here I thought we should mention kind of slipped through the cracks last time. We've had some chaos in our Grave Rising. So, Toilet Monger... We had Sky, we had CQDY, who first read Comic 71, Sonic Spore comic, and started listening at Podcast 67, our two-year edition. And then we also had Super Vegeta rise from his grave, as well as Koopa Bros 64.
We had Death747, who found us from BrawlInTheFamily.com and has read every comic about 10 times, and started listening episode 118 of the podcast, and within minutes was laughing his head off during every episode.
Very nice. We also had Kick Butt Toaster, who's been reading and listening for the last 3 months. Just a little baby, isn't he?
Yeah, so young.
Yes. And he's looking forward to when Pokemon Gray is released.
The secret third title that'll come out that'll shock everyone. Finally, our Grave Riser of the week, essentially. Plet53 said Grave from my rise. Wait, shoot, what? I did it wrong. Never mind. I read every comic via the random button, and I look forward to more hilarity. I find that hard to believe, that he just clicked random. Like,
you know what, I need this, like days.
This guy needs to come get Brawl stickers for me.
Yes.
Let's see here. He says he looks forward to more hilarity, though in all honesty, I don't have very high expectations for Black and White. Thank you, by the way. Oh my gosh, a new Pokemon game. Oh wait, I've already played this exact game like 10 freaking times already. Seriously, Nintendo needs to get their act together. So thank you very much, Grave Risers. For those of you still lurking in the shadows and you're lingering on the site, never leaving a comment, we know you're out there. Rise. Be one of us. And now it's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the most atrocious character Sonic Team has ever created. Black Doom. Well, Tim, mine's pretty simple.
Yes?
I'm not very happy with how DLC is being done.
I think we might have the same one.
Really?
Well, go for it.
Essentially, I don't want to pay for downloadable content that's already on the game disc, or is already in the game that I downloaded from the internet. Like, for example, Mega Man 10. People rip that game and its assets like onto their computers very quickly, and they're like, oh, hey, here's these other bosses that we're waiting as downloadable content, you know?
Yeah, that's a really... The promise of downloadable content was that, look, you buy a complete game, you have everything that they ever intended for there to be in this game, and then because the game's successful or a lot of people bought it, whatever, so they're going to give you something else and it will only cost a few bucks.
Yeah.
Now, when you start doing stuff like, oh, this is on the disc, but we want to charge you for it a second time, that to me is just wrong. It's just simply wrong. I think the first piece of downloadable content for Sega and Sonic and all those other people's special race car game was Ryo with his forklift. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, first of all, it's like, why wasn't that unlockable? Why wasn't that just something you get when you...
Here's what I really don't get about Ryo on the forklift. Ryo is from Shenmue on the Dreamcast.
Correct.
And in that game, you take a part-time job where you drive a forklift around and move boxes, which is hilarious when you play it because you're forced to work like these shifts.
Right.
Now, in the game, he drives his motorcycle, but when he gets his Superstar special, he drives his forklift for a period of time. So this downloadable content is basically, hey, drive your forklift all the time. It's like, why?
Yeah, clearly, again, it's already in the game, but all it does is let you play a character that you can already play in a car you can already play, but now all the time.
Yeah, and on top of that,
it's $5.
Yeah, and on top of that, it took forever for that to come out.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's like, certainly not as many people are playing Sonic and Sega at the All-Stars Olympic Racing Edition as much as they were 2 weeks or when it came out, because they played it to death. And I guarantee there are a lot of people like me who are like, hey, I wouldn't mind getting a little bit more extra content while I'm playing, but now I'm past it. Like, oh, I don't want to go back.
Well, it's one thing to have it just to play and to try it out and pop the disc in one more time.
Yeah.
But $5 for the
forklift.
If you want an extra pack of content for $5, that includes like 4 new courses and 2 characters. So, come on. I just don't get it. I do not get it. I don't get downloadable content.
I get it, but I don't get the way it's being handled.
The way it's is a handled.
And on top of
often.
That, I do get the way it's being handled, and I don't like it.
I do. Yeah, exactly. I
That's
don't
really
like
what it comes
it.
Down to.
That being said, I did purchase it, and it's pretty cool. You know,
the forklift. I know.
Yeah.
Right? It glows.
I don't have the game or anything, but I thought it'd be cool to play. All right.
That'll do it, huh?
That'll do it.
Well, it has probably been a short show by the time this is edited down, but I'm going to make up for that with Musical Misfits. Some of the lesser-known video game songs need to be given the spotlight treatment from time to time, and I get to trade off every other week with our listeners' suggestions, so please enjoy my choice of Creation the State of Art Full Option from Rez on the PS2 and now Xbox Live as well. It's lengthy, yes, but it is great. So that will do it for this edition of 2B Start Live. Remember, you can be the third voice in the show by giving us a call at 740-3P-START. Once again, that's
740-3P-START.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
By the way, to go off to just go off for a second, I was with a friend who got pulled over, and it was the weirdest pullover I've ever seen in my life. Not that I've been through a lot of these, obviously, but
right.
He gets pulled over. Cop walks up. Like, how are you doing tonight, sir? Doing well. Well, the female driver of this car doesn't have a license, but you're obviously not a girl, so have a good night. And just walked off. We're like, wow, didn't check for license or registration. It's a good thing you got that sex change. Like, I know, right?
Yeah, exactly.